Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Just In Time on this beautiful Saturday morning in 2020. I hope everyone is having a great year so far. On today's episode, I would like to just come to you and talk about a situation and talk about why it is so important to have a strong support system. Not some people who go just be around you just because what you got or what you're doing and just always saying yes, yes, yes. No, but some individuals who can make you be accountable, who can really let you know when you're messing up, who can really let you know that if you need help, you need to go get help. Someone who's not afraid to challenge you. If these people say they love you, it's very important to have a support system where different individuals don't look like you and don't come from your background, because sometimes they understand things that are not similar to them. And so the reason I'm coming to you this morning and talking to you about this situation, it's the situation of a young man in the NFL, or a former young man who's in the NFL. And he's go by the name of Antonio Brown. And, you know, this kid was a late draft pick, you know, but he worked hard, you know, on his craft. He was coachable up to a point, you know, and he made his way. You know, he got where he was in the top five as far as receivers. He got where he was getting the big money. I mean, the guy had it all, you know, and it was a great thing to see. His jersey at some point in the NFL was number one. I mean, he literally was burning people, doing amazing things on the field. And, you know, and that's cool. Like, I want number one, I'm not here to judge him, so you won't hear me judge. I'm just here to state some facts of based on observing and researching his situation. Number one, where are the people who's supposed to pull this guy to the side and say, hey, man, chill out? You know? Okay? Chill out. He got traded, and then he got signed with the Raiders, got some good money, you know what I'm saying, getting opportunity to play the game that he said he loved. And then, of course, you know, we all know the Raiders situation, some things got taken out of proportion. You know, he had a frozen toe, or he had a toe that needed treatment, and so, you know, and then also the helmet situation. He just felt like he wanted to wear the helmet that he had been wearing for, like, you know, a long time since he'd been in the league. And he was comfortable with that helmet. But, you know, of course, the NFL was all about safety. And so they said no. And it's a protocol that you got to go through. And so, you know, this dude just, you know, it started then. And then, you know, the Raiders, I mean, like I said, they gave the dude big money, good money. And so, you know, and it ain't even about the money. It's just about many variables that are in his life. That, number one, he's a dad, and I'm gonna talk about that later. So, you know, he went through all this with the Raiders. Him and the general manager got into it, and it was all on TV. You know, it was just like I say, AB, you know, and all these times I have never seen anyone on a television talking about what they're trying to do to help this young man, what they're trying to do to decrease the stupidity that he's about to put himself in place on him, the dumb stuff he done. And so it once again got me to thinking how, you know, we want to worship these NFL, these NBA stars, you know, but at the end of the day, man, these people are human beings who struggle with mental illness and struggle with everything that a normal person struggle with. Finance, love, stability, abandonment, you name it, man. You know, and so it just disheartened me that, like, nobody, you know, I mean, this guy has made millions, and he, like I say, he worked hard to get to where he was at. And I know he could have had at least one or two people, family or friend, to say, hey, AB, man, no, bro, We're not letting you leave this room. We're not letting you leave this house until you let us do some intervention so that you don't screw your life up like he didn't screw his life up. All right. I mean, and you know, like, here's what I want to say. The kid was like, you know, never been in trouble, you know, never got any drugs or anything on his record, you know, so he was clean. And, you know, so he just, like I say, you know, we stressing mental illness, but damn, we doing a effed up way of trying to address it. In America, I just see people always see people who go through mental illness as just verbals to attack. That's what I see, in my opinion. You see it on the TV. We just had this Kansas brawl with these kids, and you know, and some and a stool were picked up, and it was used to intent to hurt. And you know, everybody just said this kid needs to be kicked out of school. And you know, like, okay, give him a second chance. Like, everybody messed up, man. They are human beings. Antonio Brown have proved a human fact from going from a millionaire, top receiver, top money, top everything, to now. So to get back to the story, the Raiders cut him. All right. He yelled and attacked the general manager, you know, said a whole bunch of unethical things they said, but who, you know, we weren't in that locker room. So they cut him. All right. And then, okay. So then New England, Tom Brady, them, they went and got him, because once again, his talent is a talent of man. A lot of people ain't got this young man talent. See, but see, that's all the thing we focus on sometimes is a person talent and not the whole human. Man, nobody, they should have took him and said, "Hey, man, chill out." So he go with the Patriots, and everything looked like it's about to be nice and Gucci, aka good for him. Then all of a sudden, he's hit with these allegations of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct or, you know, whatever. And now you got this young lady who used to train with him saying that he had made unwanted this and unwanted that. And like I say, everybody is innocent until proven guilty by the courts. Okay. The courts, the judge, the trial, the jury. So I don't have none of that over here. So in the studio, I just got me, myself, and I. But once again, going back to this young man's situation, is just like I say, you mean to tell me you done came from the bottom all the way up, and all these people who done been there, ain't no one grabbed this boy by his shoulder and say, A.B., chill the out, man. All right, you're losing it. And every once again, we want to stress it, mental illness, but the way we address it is in a horrible way, man. We attack people. That's the way we address mental illness in America, in my opinion. I can't speak for everybody, but I can speak for myself, because once again, I'm very observing and I do a lot of research. So back to AB, Antonio Brown, got with the Patriots, got hit with these allegations, got put in NFL, put him on this exemption list, you know, where he can't play, you know, until the investigations of all, till they do their investigations of all these allegations. And so, you know, he was sitting at the house, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you do something every day, you know, football, those guys have a certain lifestyle. They live, they become a culture. You know, they wake up, they go work out, they go watch film, you know what I'm saying? They go get treatment, you know, it's a system. And so this young man, now he's at home, and now his daily routine, once again, have been affected by things that are out of his control. So of course he goes on his you know, because we have so many social media heroes, and he just, the president, AB. So he goes on there and he just starts attacking the young lady who accuses him. And, you know, I don't know if you have a daughter, but I'm just saying, man, I got daughters. So it was just something, it was hard to look at. It was hard to read, you know? But once again, if you got a strong support system, you got somebody who ain't going to let you write no shit like that. Excuse my French. You got somebody who's going to tell you, man, no, that is not a representation of you. And I don't understand, like, yeah, I'll tell my kids, man, I'm y'all role model shit. Y'all ain't fit to look to nobody who ain't living in round y'all 24/7 and taking care of y'all. I'm y'all role model. I get up and go to work and I get up and pay bills. So you need to watch me and what I do, because these are the things you're going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? These athletes, yeah, it's only 3%, man, 2%. I mean, the numbers keep going down because of injuries and how quick the game and concussions and everything. So at the end of the day, Antonio Brown, I understood. I don't know if he understood he was a role model. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just thought he was just a superstar. You know what I'm saying? But where's his support? Where's the people who should have grabbed him way before this week when he had to turn himself in? You know? And now this young man who had a clean record, came out of Central Michigan, who worked hard, who went and did everything to become who he became, and that was the number one receiver, number one jersey sold, and to be now facing federal charges and misdemeanor charges, and to have an ankle brace on, and to have these allegations come out. And now he got arrested because him and his trainer supposed to beat up the truck driver who was moving some stuff from wherever to L.A., and I mean, it's just like a own reoccurring thing. And then he had a situation where he recorded himself. I understand police sensitivity in today's society, because I'm a black male. And ever since, the first death, ever since the second death, I have always made sure that I understand that that's just a reality to all of us who go to work or who get stopped by the police. But at the end of the day, I wake up to respect police officers and law enforcement. I don't wake up to try to start an issue with them. And so Antonio Brown, he recorded himself, or a situation where cops was called out to his estate again, and his baby mama, the mother of his kids, because that sound better, was trying to get the kids to school, and I guess she didn't have a car, and the car that she did had, Antonio bought it, and he was on there, and he was calling this woman a bum bitch. He was telling her to get her sorry, boom, 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 and I just, that's when it hit me. Like, dude shouldn't even be focusing about trying to get back on the football field. He should really be going and get some type of assistant. I can't label him and say what he need. I don't, his mental status, his mental health, yeah, definitely. It definitely have been shook. But if you see the timeline as far as what have occurred in his life based on losing football and based on understanding this man had, he bleeded, he sweated, it was football to get to where he was at. And to lose it, man, you got to go get yourself reevaluated and got to go push back and remodify and take some time to yourself and cut off your phone and stop on Twitter and stop on Instagram and stop trying to prove a point. I don't know, understand why we live in this world where people always trying to prove a point. Man, go get help, AB. I'm going to send you this episode, bro. I want you to go get help because, number one, you're a father. And at the end of the day, that's the only damn jersey that I care about to you, bro. Your sons are young. They go need a foundation of great leadership. They already been affected seeing what's been going on. These are scars, man. Kids remember things, man. I'm just telling you what I know based on examples of me growing up and what I had to witness. So, AB, man, I ain't judging you, but what I'm telling you is get help, get yourself surrounded by people who love you, because that's what it's about. Man, somebody should have been pulled you to the side and tell you, man, that is not right. You know what I'm saying? I know people cuss out their wives behind closed doors, and people say things, you know, that are uncomfortable to each other when they're in a relationship, but, man, what you did, you made yourself look like a fool. I don't know if anybody told you that. Bro, you had kids with this woman. Okay? no matter how you feel, no matter what she did to you or you did to her, man, your only obligation is to be the best dad, bro. Not to disgrade her and belittle her and for the world to know her business in front of your boys. You think them boys wanted to go to school that morning and learn, man? So what I'm saying is that I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. If you feel yourself slipping, go get help. Go to that friend that you feel comfortable with. Don't continue to push the issue. Now this boy is out of a job. He got arrested. He got an ankle brace on. He got restraining orders on his baby mama. She got one on him. So now people got to go with them to get the kids. It's crazy that no one grabbed him like 2 years ago or grabbed him like in August before he started acting up. But now we see him on TV walking out of Florida Miami jail. And, you know, some people happy about that. And that's sad, too, because, you know, we live in a world where people say they want to see you be successful, but in reality, they want to see you fail. They just don't tell you. They just smile in your face. And so, man, we got to make sure that, you know, our kids, we got to make sure they know how to handle things mentally. Because our kids are facing so many different variables every day they go to school. From drugs, sex, to maybe being taken. I mean, our kids aren't even safe to walk 2-3 blocks because of trafficking. And so we got to teach them how to be mentally strong and how to come to us and talk to us. And I was the first. I used to be so on my kids, man, because my daddy was on me. He was just like, wouldn't let up. He was always on me. Had the hammer pinning me down. And I thought that was the way to go. And then I had some individual who'd have been observing me say, put me to the side. Your kid's too good for that. Don't do that. And so then it just took me hearing, I guess, enough people and then me being accountable. And so, man, you know, we just got to make sure that, you know, we can make sure our kids are built the right way. And in this case, you know, AB, he was built the right way. If you research him, I mean, his parents, they was great people. You know, he come from a good background. I mean, of course, you know, he come from an area that was tough, but we all come from areas that's tough that have variables that, you know, he'd have survived because he wouldn't have been in the NFL. You know, and so that's what it's about. It's just about making sure you have a strong support system. People who go challenge you to be the best you, not praise you because, they getting free tickets or they get free flights or they get whatever. You know, it ain't got to be no superstar. You can be somebody working in a grocery store or you can be somebody out here dumping in the recycle bin. But just understand, you know, it's important to have somebody you can talk to when you go through transition in life. And I'm going to continue to pray for Antonio Brown because that's all he needs. You know, I just thought, like, I woke up with him, you know, after watching SportsCenter and just seeing him come out of that jail. And just it's like, this guy 3 years ago was one of the best to do it. Number one jersey in NFL, burning people, 1,600 yards, 20-some touchdowns. And now he got an opportunity. He may have a chance to go to prison. That's sad. But we see so many of these type of stories. And I don't know when I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if somebody could have saved him. I'm just saying if you have that type of success and if you came from the bottom, you got to have people who you done brought with you, who you thought, you know, that could have saved. Maybe, you know, they just got so happy with and complacent with all the good stuff and that they didn't want that to be ruined, so they never said nothing. You had those type of people too. And but once again, his circle failed him. You know, the people who called him family and friend, they failed him because nobody grabbed him or nobody went to him. Because see, that's the thing. When you have a friend like that who's showing things like that, you got to go to them. You can't expect them. You got to go to where they at. You got to say, sit your ass down. And what are you doing? This is not you. It's going to be okay. But I guess he didn't have those type of individuals in his life or in his family or around him, because he ended up going once again to jail. And so, man, I just, like I say, just want to make sure people understand that it don't matter. You can be a superstar 1 year, and the next year you can be being charged with all these charges and losing your mind and having something that precious to you taken away. And then not being able to get it back, you know, and that's the one thing after I heard, you know, earlier on SportsCenter, they said, you know, after walking out of jail, you know, 2 days ago, you know, at the end of his story, they say he's still looking to play football. I hope his friend go tell him, man, go get yourself right. You know, look at Josh Gordon. That's another case I can talk about, but I'm going to just let that one rest. But this kid has so many opportunities. And I mean, I don't understand. I understand people say, well, he's addicted. And nah, man, once somebody paint a picture about you, the reality that you can possibly have, because nobody want to stay down in the gutter. Nobody want to stay in the hood. If people was painting pictures for these kids to really, really see, showing them education is the key. Instead of telling them quick money this or whatever, be a rapper this, man, that's cool. But at the end of the day, you got something to fall back on. And I hope AB got his degrees. And once again, I'm praying for him, his kids, and everybody involved. And I ask that you do the same. But once again, I'm going to send this to him. I hope he listens. And all I just want to say is that, brother, I'm praying for you, and I hope that you get your life together, and I hope that you're able to come back if that's something God wants for you and play football. But I hope you're definitely able to regroup and get the things that you need and get all whatever. I can't put the verbals on it because I don't know what you're going through. I just know what I see and what I've read. So, but your boys, they need you, man. They need you to be a solid individual, bro. They need you. They don't need the angry you. They don't need the pissed off Antonio. They need the calm, cool, collect dad that I know you are. Before all this happened, I used to see pictures and like pictures and see videos. So, hey man, get back to just loving on your kids. Get back to the simple things, just taking walks on the beach. Get back to just whatever you do, man, and just be blessed, bro. But I thank my listeners for listening to this episode. Just remember, it's important to have a strong support system, whatever those variables are in your life. But just make sure when you're going through something, you don't try to go through it by yourself and crack and lose something that you could have probably kept by just speaking out and going to your friend, or your friends coming to you. And that's another thing to be mindful. This man, agent, quit on him, you know? And so you got to make sure, I understand, you know, why he quit on him, but still, you know, when you see a person go through what he's going through, I think it'll be good to go through it with him, then quit, and then tell him afterwards. You know, at least you get to see the end result, and at least you get to say, you know what, I was there when he needed me. But, you know, we live in America where people quit on you in a minute. So, Mr. AB, Antonio Brown, God bless you, man. Hey, to the listeners, have a great Saturday. Y'all be blessed out there. Have a happy 2020. Just in time out.